page 258. Individualism and liberalism in Chinese thinking were strictly limited parts of a larger collectivity. The Chinese individual was subordinate to the group. Chinese laws were less commanding than the claims of morality. The Western concept of civil society had a meaningful counterpart in Chinese thinking, but it had to be defined. For example, individual self-expression and property holding, the essential features of Victorian liberalism, were to be enjoyed in China only with the blessing of officialdom. These limitations had been evident in the late Qing thought. Although the Neo-Confucian belief system had to accept foreign matters, quote-unquote, in brackets modernization, and the new learning for their utility at least as part of statecraft, it proved impossible for the last Qing generation to forswear Confucianism entirely. As we might expect, many tried to find in foreign models a way to reaffirm certain inherited Chinese values.